Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva here. Several of you have asked me to offer some perspective on a new study that's been in the news. Tess wrote to me, "A few days ago, I heard about a study finding a 70 to 80% chance of breast cancer in women who consume 2 to 3 cups of milk a day. That seems pretty high. I feel like everyone would have breast cancer, seeing as the dietary guidelines recommend 2 to 3 cups per day. What are your thoughts regarding this study? Do you think we should stop consuming dairy?" When I first read her email, I wondered if Tess had misunderstood or maybe just misstated the findings. But then I found a press release from Loma Linda University in which they quoted the lead researcher, Gary Fraser, as saying that his study provides, quote, "fairly strong evidence that either dairy milk or some other factor closely related to drinking dairy milk is a cause of breast cancer in women," end quote. He then goes on to say, quote, "for those drinking 2 to 3 cups per day, the risk increased to 70 to 80%, end quote. In other words, 8 out of every 10 women who drink 3 cups of milk a day will get breast cancer. As Tess points out, this doesn't square with reality, does it? And indeed, that's not even remotely what the study found. Now, before I continue, I just want to take a moment to reiterate something I've said many times before in the past. Dairy is not essential to a healthy diet. You and your kids can get all the calcium, protein, and other nutrients you need without consuming milk or dairy products. So if you don't want to consume dairy products for any reason whatsoever, you have my complete support. On the other hand, milk is a convenient and affordable source of high-quality protein, highly absorbable calcium, and other nutrients. Assuming that you don't have an allergy or some other intolerance to it, dairy can supply valuable nutrition without significant risk to your health. But for those of you who do drink milk and now you're wondering whether you should stop, let's do take a closer look at what this study actually found. First, a bit of good news. Fraser and his colleagues found absolutely no association whatsoever between the consumption of cheese or yogurt and breast cancer risk. The researchers did, however, find an association between milk consumption and breast cancer risk. Specifically, those who reported drinking more milk were more likely to develop breast cancer during the study. In his remarks, the lead researcher suggests that drinking milk causes breast cancer. But of course, correlation is not causation. Just because two things occur together does not mean that one of them caused the other. Given the nature of epidemiological data like this, it's very possible that the cases of breast cancer that were observed here had nothing to do with drinking milk. And in fact, other, much larger analyses have found no relationship between dairy consumption and breast cancer risk. A 2015 meta-analysis of 22 different studies involving more than 1.5 million women from both Western and Asian countries actually found that dairy consumption was inversely related to breast cancer risk. In other words, the more dairy people reported consuming, the lower their chances of developing breast cancer. So there's that. In his statement, Fraser also seems to have confused absolute risk with relative risk. He's quoted as saying that drinking milk increased breast cancer risk to 80%. And surely he meant to say that it increased the risk by 80%. And this one little word makes a huge difference. As Tess pointed out, if the risk were increased to 80%, that would mean that 8 out of 10 women in that group would get breast cancer. In fact, only about 2% of all the women in this study were diagnosed with breast cancer, 1 in 50. That's the absolute risk. The analysis then found that those drinking 3 cups of milk were about 80% more likely to be diagnosed than women who drank no milk at all, and that's the relative risk. For example, let's say that the risk of getting breast cancer for non-milk drinkers was 1.4%. An 80% increase in the absolute risk would mean that those drinking 3 cups per day would have a 2.5% risk. That's about 1 in 40 women, not 8 out of every 10. And just how many women are drinking 3 cups of milk per day? Very, very few. According to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the average American adult woman consumes less than 3/4 of a cup of milk per day. The number of women potentially being exposed to the higher risk associated with consuming 3 cups of milk a day is extremely small. And that's assuming that the results of this study apply to the larger American population, and there are several good reasons to question whether they would. Participants in this Adventist health study tend to be healthier than the average American. Specifically, they are less likely to smoke or drink. They are more likely to exercise, more likely to maintain a healthy body weight, and they tend to follow a mostly vegetarian diet. Not surprisingly, they tend to stay healthier and live longer than the average American. They also drink, on average, even less milk than the average American woman, meaning that those who were drinking 3 cups of milk per day in this study were truly outliers. And that might explain why the results of this study contradict the results of most other similar studies. So now that we've unpacked this study a bit, where does this leave us in terms of action steps? How should this new information influence your behavior? I'll have my takeaways for you right after this quick break. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
The thing you need to keep in mind is that risk is merely a statistic. It doesn't allow you to tell the future. And everyone's tolerance for risk is different. If you are so nervous about getting breast cancer that you're willing to change your behavior based on a statistical increase in your risk, no matter how large, well, then you still have to decide which statistics to believe. According to this study, not drinking milk could make you slightly less likely to get breast cancer. According to the meta-analysis I cited earlier, drinking more milk could make you slightly less likely to get breast cancer. But once again, neither option offers you a guarantee. Here are a few other things that you might want to take into consideration when making this decision. Do you enjoy milk? How much of it are you currently drinking? Is it a major source of protein or calcium for you? If you currently drink milk and you're thinking of stopping, what would you replace it with? What nutritional advantages or perhaps disadvantages would those other foods offer? In the end, the overall quality of your diet is going to have a much greater impact on your health than the presence or absence of any single food. And in the case of cancer specifically, your dietary choices are only one of many factors that contribute to your risk. To discuss this research and its implications further, join me on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. That's on facebook.com/nutritiondiva, where I frequently host live discussions and Q&A sessions and also answer nutrition questions for listeners. I get some of my best topic ideas from the Facebook page, so I hope you'll join me there. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg. Our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and Morgan Ratner, and our director is Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.